Message number 783. Do not try to reason with the mind when trying to justify my existence, for I am not of this world. Sunday, May 5, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, the pain of separation from me, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is unknown to many, but when the day comes when my light will die towards the end, it will become clear how wretched the agony is. Those who know me and who love me know what the pain brings when sin forms a barrier between the sinner and God. Those who don't know me and those who reject me will experience this separation during the final 3 days of darkness, when the presence of God will be nowhere to be found. It will only be when the light of God disappears that man will finally understand that there is no life without God. All that is left is a void, a wilderness and darkness. I am the light which man seeks out unbeknown to him every second of every day. As man strives to find peace and happiness, he will try to find it anywhere he thinks he can. He will use the pursuit of worldly material gain and lust of the flesh to satisfy needs which can never be met, and he will follow false religions which promise great personal satisfaction. None of these things will bring him into the light of God. Even those who seek answers through intellectual means and knowledge will never find the peace or the answers they seek unless they open their hearts to the true love of God. I come to each of those who seek me out. I delight in souls whose eager simplicity seeks only my love. I shower such people with the gift of the Holy Spirit. To come closer to me, you must trust me completely. It is only when you abandon your will to mine that my presence can be felt. To those people who try to find me but who find it difficult, I say this to them. Do not try to reason with the mind when trying to justify my existence, for I am not of this world. Do not blind yourself to the existence of eternal life. It awaits you if you could only trust me and let me come into your heart and soul. I will make myself known to you. All you must do is call me. You must call out to me soon, for when my presence on the earth dwindles, it will be impossible for you to seek me out, and you will wander in helpless anguish trying to find me. Those who think that they are strong in their faith and who believe they are close to me must know how quickly they will fall when I am nowhere to be found in the tabernacles of the future. Once that terrible day of desolation comes, there will be cries of despair, and the power of the beast will be such that many souls will be too weak to uphold my holy word. You must ask for my help, and you will be given it. Call me with a humble spirit, and I will answer you. Beg me to protect you, and I will cover you with my precious blood, so that nothing will stop you on the path of truth which leads to eternal salvation. Serve me by your own interpretation as to how I should be served, and you will need to be careful. Do as I have told you. Live your life according to my word, and I will carry you. Dishonor me by using my holy word in a way which brings suffering to others, and you will suffer the greatest pain of separation from me. Your Jesus.